Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
It pays great dividends to obey God. When He said praise, we praised. We didn't just praise once or twice. We praised until it happened. Should we praise Him regularly?
Yes.
Is He worthy of our praise? Yes, He's worthy of our praise. We need to realize who our Master is, how much He loves us, but He wants us to thank Him and praise Him for everything, every day. And you know, some people might think I'm crazy. I get up in the morning, the first thing I do when I open my eyes, Lord, thank You that I can still see. Thank You, Lord, that my hand still works. Thank You, Lord, that I woke up this morning. Lord, I praise You and thank You that I have no pain in my body. Thank You that You bore my sin on the cross. Thank You bore my sickness so I don't have to be sick no more. See, He's a faith God, because when you receive His promises by faith, He'll honor what you know about His Word. And most people that don't get in the Word and don't study the Word and don't really get into detailed study, they don't know what belongs to them. Just like this gentleman here that was from West Texas. All his life, he'd been afflicted with that all of his life. And of course, if dust is a problem, West Texas ain't the place to live, you know. But that's okay. That's where you lived, and you had to put up with it, right? And so by being out there and having all that dust and dirt and everything, when he got a hold of the fact that Jesus had given him authority and power, that Jesus had already redeemed him from the curse, and once he made sure that sin was confessed and the sin broken, all he had to do was stand on the promises of God. And if you remember, how long did it take him to get healed the first time he rebuked it and commanded it to leave? How long did it take? Instant, he said. And then you notice after that, when it tried to come back, you know, when the enemy tried to, he ain't got no legal right to him now, but he tried to come back. The Word of God says clearly, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Is that what he said? Yes, it sure did. I believe that's in James 4:7. Is that right? Look what this says. Submit yourself to God. Did we hear anything about submission today? You know, I mean, submission's not just for a woman, is it? Submission is for men. Men have to learn to submit to a lot more than a woman. A woman, according to the Scripture, really only has to submit to one person, her husband. That's all. Her husband. She don't have to submit to any other man, but she has to learn to submit to her husband. And for the poor woman that never learns how to do that, she'll not have a blessed life. Her life will not be near as good as it is if she learns how to submit. But for the men also. The men, if you never learn to submit to authority, and in all my years that I worked for major corporations and built buildings all over the world, designed equipment, everything else, if one of my VPs or one of my bosses called me and told me what he wanted, if he said, Thurman, we're going to take on a new account at the Kansas City, at the MCI airport. I want you to go up there and talk to the general manager and all the managers there and find out how much extra freezer space or dish machines, whatever they need, then I want you to put it all together, order all that stuff, get it all in, and you got a total of 60 days to have it all up and running. I said, yes, sir. I never said, but what if we did it this way? If he just told me what he wanted, I wrote it down and I done it, just like he said. And I tried my best to get the best price and everything. And sometimes to get it done in the period of time they give me, I had to put in 14 and 16 and 18 hour days. But I made it happen. That's why whenever it come around time for increase in pay every year, I had one of my VPs tell me, he said, Thurman, you are the only man that works for this company that in the last 10 years has got a 10% increase every year. Well, I said, why did I get that? He said, because you do anything we ask you to do and you don't have no grumbling and complaining. You just do it. He said, and I'll tell you for sure, some of the equipment you have designed for us has saved us millions of dollars over the years. You don't even know the millions you've saved us. So we have no problem giving you a 10% increase. Wow. See, this is what the human point wants to come up and say, well, if I saved you that much money, why didn't you give me a 25% increase? See? But I say, thank you for the 10, right? It pays good dividends to obey authority. And men have to learn to submit to authority everywhere. And of course, that little demonstration Dave gave you a while ago with all these GIs, these ex-GIs, I remember, you know, whenever we first fell in, you know, none of us were military guys. If you guys been in the military, the ones of you have, you know that you'd never been there. You didn't have no clue what to do when he says, line you up at arm's length from each other and all this stuff. And then he says, okay, you know, start marching or whatever as he gives a command. And, you know, you're marching along there, you know, you're going along, and he'd say right flank. And inevitably, there'd be somebody every once in a while, when you say right, he'd turn to the left. And of course, this is what the guy, he would scream, your other left, dummy. You know, they were really nice to us. You know, they talk to you like that. The guy never talks to you gentle either, like you talk to your wife. You know, you go talk to your wife, you usually talk about halfway, you know, decent to her. You know, you say, honey, what did you like to do tonight or whatever. I mean, if I'm telling guys what to do, I'm out there on the job site, and I've had men say I scream at them a lot, but you're on a job site building a building, and there's a welder running, and there's an engine running, a truck going, and this thing's coming up, and it's fixing to hit something, and you say, that's good, and it keeps going up, that's good, and if it's still going, you scream to the top of your lungs. Y'all know what I mean? But you're trying to get somebody's attention, right? That's the way you have to talk on a job site when there's a lot of noise. So I just get used to it, but some people never get used to that. But if you find a man that is dedicated to submit to authority, in fact, I'll tell you something. I sat with my CEO of our corporation in Washington, D.C. in a dinner one night. It was 10 of us regional engineers that covered the entire United States and Europe. 10 of us that was in charge of all the engineering for all this corporation. And he had us at a big meeting in Washington, and I was sitting right next to him. And he started with a guy on the other side of him and went around the room and says, I want to know how much better job can you do for me this next year if I give you a 10% increase in pay? Every man gave him a list of what they could do better if he got a 10% increase in pay. When he got around to me, he said, Thurman, if I give you a 10% increase in pay, how much better job could you do for me this year? I said, Mr. Martin, I give you at least 120% every day. I said, hey, you could pay me double. I couldn't do any more than I do for you. I give you everything I have every day plus. He said, gentlemen, learn a lesson. This man gets the pay raise. And I did. I got the pay raise. Why? Because I went overboard. Do you think God likes it when we go overboard in studying His Word? I think He does. When He says, study to show yourself approved. I think the King wants us in His Word, don't you? And if you want to really be blessed and get the rewards, I think you really need to spend some time with God in His Word. And if you will get in His Word and do what He says, then I want to take you back to Proverbs 3, and I want to read the verse that we were left off. If we forget not His laws, and we let thine heart keep My commandments. In fact, let me ask you this question. As new covenant commandments, what is the only commandment the church has to keep? There's just one. What is it? Love. That's exactly right. That girl's 100% right. If you walk in love, you have fulfilled all the law and the prophets. Is that right? Walking in love. That's all it takes, walking in love. So if we walk in love, He says, my son, forget not my law, the law of faith, under the new covenant, but let in their heart also keep my commandments, which is love. If I can walk in love, then He says, this is the benefit. For length of days and long life and peace shall all they add to you. Now, how many of you would like to live there? I want to live there, don't you? So, if I want to have length of days, in fact, you know, whenever I was 20 years old or whatever, I thought, actually, I guess when I was 15 years old, my dad was 50. He was 35 years older than I was. When I was 15, I knew my dad was over the hill because he was 50. I mean, I had no idea. You know, I stop and think now when my dad was 50 years old. Now, I can't do this today. I've seen the day when I could do it, but it's been a long time ago. But when my dad was 50 years old, I've seen him take that 49 Ford pickup he had, let the tailgate down, and take a 55-gallon barrel of diesel, tilt it over on the back of that tailgate, or on the back of that pickup, and then reach down and get the ring on the top and flip that barrel right side up and set it up in the back of that pickup. Now then, he might have only weighed 165 pounds, but I'm telling you what, he was all solid steel. If you haven't tried to pick up a 55-gallon barrel of diesel lately, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But for you men that know what I'm talking about, you know ain't no wimp does that, does he? So I thought my dad was over the hill, you know, when he was 50. But yet I saw him do this every two or three days. He'd call a barrel of diesel out there to work on his tractor. I had no idea how strong he was. But he was very strong. But today, I'm going here to tell you today, I can't do that today. At 75 years old, I can't do that. Now, it hadn't been long ago, I could. 20 years ago, I could, but today I can't. I think about when I built this house over here. If you saw that big two-story house over there, I built that house virtually by myself. I mean, everything on that house, I designed it and built it completely by myself. But it took me 5 years. I did it after work, when I was home on weekends. I didn't ever work on Sunday, but it took me 5 years to build that house. Today, I wouldn't even think about building a house that big by myself. No way. You know, it just ain't going to happen. You know, because you got to realize that when you get to a certain age, you're just not as strong as you used to be. But look what the Lord says here. If you keep his laws, the law of faith, and you walk in the law of love, length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Now, he said, length of days. How long would you like to live? Have you ever thought about telling the Lord how long you'd like to live and be in good health? I mean, since he is a God, a faith God, you know, most of us think if we get to be 60, 70, 75. Oh, Thurman is 75. Man, you know he's over the hill. Is that what people think? Absolutely. They don't have a clue, do they?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's teaching in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.